this segment, we purify the mind. Doing this purification, there's no ritual. Because sometimes when we hear purification, then we think, oh, there's some ritual. No, there's no ritual. If there's any ritual, it is consistent practice, consistent alertness, consistent effort. Yeah, to put in consistent effort every day to check the mental qualities, check what is happening in our mind. Think about it. Do you all check your bank account frequently? It depends. If you expect it to go up, then you check. Yeah. If you don't expect it to go up, check for what? Yeah. But there are some other things we check very frequently also. We check our fridge. Yeah. It is as though the fridge, after 15 minutes, will just suddenly have new things, you know. You just check it, and then after that, we come back, watch the TV, yeah, TV series, and after that, when there's advertisement, you go back and check again. Hello. Bonjour. Did anything change, you know, while I was away? Yeah. Did you get anything new? We keep checking. There are many things we check in our life. Yeah. We ask our children, check your homework. Yeah. When we are driving, the people sitting in our car ask us to check the direction. Yeah. We check so many things. But there's one thing we don't really check. Sometimes we check, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we forget to check. Check the quality of our mind. The first part of this series, the first one of this series, but which is actually number 6, yeah, 6, 7, 8. This is like Star Wars, you know, different episode. So this is episode 6. Episode 6 is right effort. Yeah. Now, usually when we think of the word right effort, we think of what? We think of using our hands, put in effort. We think of putting in our time to put in effort. Yeah. So sometimes when you look at the English word, it can be a bit misleading. Yeah. But if you really think about it, effort can be mental effort. Yeah. In this case, it's talking about mental effort. Putting in the effort to check your mind. Yeah. Check the mind for what? Check the mind for wholesome and unwholesome states. But not just that. It is not simply checking the mind for wholesome and unwholesome states. To begin with, what is wholesome and unwholesome states? That we covered 2 or 3 weeks ago under the first factor of right view. Yeah. Under right view, we covered what is wholesome, what is unwholesome, as the Buddha has observed, as the Buddha has taught. Yeah. Using that as a basis, then we check our mind. Why is that important? So this is very interesting because it is not that we don't check our mind. Yeah. It is because sometimes our standard of what is wholesome and unwholesome may not be relevant to reality. Since young, I've heard people say this. I've heard many auntie usually don't say this. Uncle will usually say, "Aiya." Usually the uncle will say this to the wife. The uncle will say, because the wife always go temple, then the uncle will say, "Aiya, bai ho, 差不多的ho. Sin ho, tambo de ho, mai ka kwe sin, mai bi sin. Lang zuo lang ho, sim guan ho de ho." Yeah, have you all heard people say that? Yeah. But if you think about it, well, since most people think in this way, then there shouldn't be anybody doing stupid things, right? Then there shouldn't be family violence, isn't it? Then there shouldn't be people quarreling. There shouldn't be any bad things happening in the world. But there are bad things happening in the world. Not just accidents, not just disaster, tragedy, natural disaster. No. But man-made problems. So, how can it be? If everybody sim guan ho de ho, then there shouldn't be all this problem. But unfortunately, everybody's idea of what is sim guan ho is different. So that's the thing, you know. Most people have a sense of what is good and bad, what is right and wrong. But the trouble is sometimes our sense of what is right and wrong may not be, may be subjective. May be subjective. Give you an example. Some people feel that if you are feeling a bit weak, again, some uncle said, today is the uncle bashing day. But don't worry, today no uncle, all of you are young men. So I've heard before some uncle, I think maybe sometimes men exaggerate. Then they say, wow, they tell each other, all the uncle tell each other about the stories they go through, you know. They say, wow, they go Thailand, they go Taiwan for the army training, then they eat the snake, what, you know. Yeah. But among them, do they feel that that's something wrong? They don't necessarily feel that that's something wrong. But they also feel that sim guang ho du ho. Yeah. So the notion of having a good heart may vary from people to people. So let me help you ask a question. You may then ask, so since everybody's definition of what is good heart and what is bad heart varies, why should the Buddha's definition be any better or different? Have you ever thought about this? Yeah. After all, we seem to be just using what he shared as a benchmark, isn't it? To start off with, we need to sort of examine, which we examined already, yeah, way back in the episode, the first episode on right view. Yeah, we consider, okay, what did the Buddha say about what is wholesome and what is unwholesome? He said, he observed and he taught that, okay, killing is unwholesome. Yeah, stealing is unwholesome. Engaging in sexual misconduct is unwholesome. And so on. Yeah. So, the question is, if you ask yourself, but what is the basis for that? In various sutta, the Buddha explained. He has a very simple question. He says, consider this. If someone were to physically harm you, if someone were to threaten your life, would that be good?
No.
No, very good. Yeah. We don't want harm to come to us, neither does other sentient being. Yeah. We don't want our possessions to be taken away, neither do others. That is the basis for wholesome and unwholesome.